Title: The EU Commission Gets Serious About Foreign Direct Investment Screening. Content: As part of its European Economic Security Package, the European Commission, has recently proposed a number of legislative proposals and white papers intended to better protect Europe's strategic interests. We have covered the wider initiative here. This blog post discusses one specific aspect, the proposal for a revised FDI screening regulation proposal. The proposal is intended to repeal and replace the existing legal instrument enacted to provide a handle on the acquisition of foreign control over strategic EU assets, Regulation 2019/452, commonly known as the FDI screening regulation. The story so far: the current FDI screening regulation, a toothless tiger? FDI screening mechanisms at member state level, once critically scrutinized by the Commission as a restriction of the EU's fundamental freedoms, have grown in popularity steadily since the 2010s. At some point, the Commission also endorsed this trend and tried to bring some order in the blooming diversity of national mechanisms. Yet, the Commission was cautious not to encroach on member states' prerogatives concerning national security. The result of this balancing of interests was the FDI screening regulation, entering into force in October 2020. It introduced only light-touch rules obliging the member states to notify and coordinate with the Commission and other member states when screening FDIs, as it was rather meant to enable, encourage, and sensibilize the member states. It did not provide for a duty to screen certain FDIs, nor a decision-making power of the Commission. Hence, national mechanisms continue to vary in scope, timelines, substantive and procedural criteria. Some member states even have not yet introduced any FDI screening mechanisms at all. Bulgaria, Cyprus, Greece, and Ireland are in the process of adopting such legislation, Croatia being the only EU member state with no such legislation or current plan to adopt one. Others cover only a limited number of sectors. A stakeholder consultation and an OECD evaluation identified this fragmentation as a major problem, since it leaves a regulatory gap to be exploited by potentially problematic foreign investors. This is aggravated by the fact that the FDI screening regulation is not applicable to indirect FDIs, i.e. those where an intra-EU vehicle controlled by a foreign entity is the one formally undertaking the transaction, as confirmed by the CJEU's Zella judgment. However, most of the national FDI mechanisms in the EU do catch indirect FDI. And given that the geopolitical environment has become ever more unstable since the adoption of the FDI screening regulation, think COVID-19, think Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the Commission's proposal now intends to remedy some of the perceived shortcomings of the FDI screening regulation. What's new in the proposal? Indirect and greenfield investments covered EU-based entities controlled by a foreign shareholder will fall within the scope of the FDI screening regulation. This is a significant change compared to the previous situation, and one which required the Commission to choose Article 114 TFEU, the empowerment to harmonize the internal market, as the legal basis of the revised regulation, in addition to Art. 207 TFEU concerning the common commercial policy. Additionally, the Commission clarifies that it considers greenfield investments to fall within the scope of the FDI screening regulation and that it encourages member states to include those into their screening mechanisms. Proposal, Recital 17. FDI screening now mandatory for several sectors. Another big change: member states will not have the option anymore to foresee no FDI screening mechanisms at all. The proposal stipulates that for certain FDIs, screening will be mandatory. This concerns investments in I, projects or programs of EU interest, as further defined in Annex I, which mostly relates to a number of EU-funded initiatives, and 2, investments in companies active in a specified list of sectors, as defined in Annex II. Annex II includes some unsurprising fields such as military/dual-use goods. It further lists semiconductors, AI, quantum technologies, biotechnologies, advanced digital and electronics, space and propulsion technologies as sensitive industries. Additionally, energy-related technologies, robotics, advanced manufacturing, and certain resource extraction techno